This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This coronavirus-related coverage. Rebecca, Dan, I think we need to start counting the days here. That way we'll be able to count the days that we are from normal back to normal. Right? From normal back to normal. I remember it was February 4th when Steve Bannon was on this program. February 4th. And he kind of rocked our world a little bit saying, this coronavirus deal, way worse than anybody thinks. This is going to disrupt the economy. This is going to be a tsunami on the healthcare system. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Steve. Steve Bannon on this point, February 4th.
A little ahead of his time, huh?
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, he started a whole podcast on this, the pandemic war room. And it's a good one. They did a specific line this. He told us about that, too. I think they started that that very week, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know how many days it's been, but we've been at this a while, and we're far from normal. Just to say it like it is, we're far from normal. But we have, I think, some silver linings in all of this that maybe we recognize how people make things go that we otherwise would take advantage of. And I'd love today to have you just give a little shout-out to somebody by name or some profession by name that is doing great work out there. Looking at a truck right now. It's cruising by. Olympic. Big Olympic sign on the trailer. Think of that truck and where it's going. What's it delivering? What's needed that's in that truck? Imagine going to the stores and the shelves are all bare. That's what happens if the trucks don't roll, you know. I think we should almost do like a little trucker appreciation barbecue with social distancing or something. I have an overwhelming urge to want to do something. For one, they can't go into a truck stop. Can they not even go into the showers?
Depends on the truck stop, I do believe. But I think those are shut down, yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
Shut it down. They can't go eat in the restaurant.
Nope, can't do that. But a lot of the fast food places are, if you call, do ahead, they run it out to you.
Yep. So, truckers, let us know how life is different, and we'll let you know how much we appreciate you. How about that? 701-271-1100, 701-258-0550. Those are the numbers you're used to from the flagship, the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag. KTGO 1090, keeping the Bakken Company up there. KLTC on the western edge, 1460. We appreciate the fact you're listening, however you're listening. And we love it when you tell us what's on your mind. Today, Governor Doug Burgum will join us. That will be at the top of next hour. So get your questions in now for him. If you have any questions for Governor Burgum, doing a fabulous job leading North Dakota. I got to say, Tim Walz doing a pretty good job over Minnesota, too. I'm not a big Tim Walz fan just because he sort of got co-opted by all of the left-wing fringe in Minnesota and sort of let that happen, or I think for political expedience let it happen. But, you know, I've always heard a good guy and a good public servant, and he certainly is proving his worth in Minnesota as far as I can see as well. Christy Noem's the rock star down in South Dakota, so we're pretty blessed here to have some good leaders. And, of course, President Trump just giving the media fits yesterday at that press conference. Oh, my gosh. I wish they just would understand him. You know, they want to try and win a cutesy battle with him, and you can't. Just ask questions that matter, you know? There's the USNS Comfort going past a spot I've been many times, Battery Park in New York City.
Oh, yeah, the Navy ship.
There's a fair amount of people taking pictures of it right now, too. Anyway, those are the numbers, toll-free from wherever you're at 800-228-0550. Todd, how you doing today?
Kind of like everybody else, we're just kind of wondering, okay, this is going to be over when?
But it got a little bit longer over the weekend, but I think for understandable reasons, the president hears from his experts, doing what we've done has saved 2.1 million lives. Or was it 2.2 or whatever? Over 2 million lives. Think about that when you're going stir-crazy at home. You know? But let's give the folks that deserve it a shout-out. We're weathering this right along with you. It makes us all a little stir-crazy, too. But what are you doing? A friend of mine said this weekend, you know, it's like we're back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
I said, what do you mean it's like we're back in the 50s?
Old school. Well,
people are on bikes. People are walking. Families are sitting down at dinner again. You know, we're back in the 50s. It's not all bad. It's not all bad. But there definitely are some challenges that come from these things. And I've heard people say, okay, fine, coronavirus mitigation, meaning shelter in place, social distancing, it's going to make it less likely large numbers of people die and overwhelm health systems. Good. But what about people that have other conditions that are at home that are worse? Depression is one. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You're depressed. I heard a tragic story. Kevin, dig this up for me because somebody told me this. I've not actually seen this. But see if you can find the story about three cadets at the Air Force Academy committing suicide. Evidently, the entire senior class was ordered to stay on campus, and I heard there have been three suicides. Hope that's not true. But here's the deal. There are people listening to us right now who have a condition not different than cancer, not different than coronavirus, in that it's serious, and it's a condition. It's not fake. It's not something in their head. It's real. And that is depression. That's a disease. That can lead people to do some really horrible things, like take their own life. I don't want that to happen on our watch. So anybody you know, anybody you haven't heard from, anybody you just think, I got a hunch they should hear from somebody, reach out to them. Tell them you want to help them. Tell them you want to, you know, do anything you can to listen or call morning, noon, or night, whatever you need to do. Just find some way to help them and reach out and show some basic kindness. I think that'd be a great thing to do.
A story I found, two cadets were due to graduate from the academy in May. Found dead in their rooms on campus last week. First death occurred Thursday. One was 2 days later. Thursday, Saturday.
Those are cadets. Those are the best of the best that are joining the Air Force, that are, you know, top of their class, mentally tough to get to that point.
They did say the first death was not caused by coronavirus or foul play. No official statement has been released about the second cadet.
And then is there one other one prior to that or something? Or since
just two that I found so far.
Keep it at two.
Yeah.
All right. Before I get to the calls and get cranking on the hour here, where you can call about anything you'd like, tell us what's on your mind, I want to let you know we're brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Last week, they darn near sold out of saunas. They had to go get a whole new shipment. And because one of the factories in Minnesota, they got the rest that were left. They got them all. Because they're flying off the shelf. Same with the hot tubs. You know what this is called, folks? This is called making the best of a bad situation and giving yourself a little something to look forward to and taking care of your mental health and your physical health while you're sticking closer to home. It's a great idea. Great idea. Okay? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Call them. They'll walk you through their virtual showroom online. Pretty cool as well. All right, Brian and Minot, Anthony and Dickinson, and Freddie. Where's Freddie calling from?
Freddie's from Fargo.
Freddie's from Fargo. Okay, Freddie from Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling to give a shout-out to an occupation.
Lay it on me. Who are we going to give a shout-out to, Freddie?
To my fellow pharmaceutical delivery couriers.
It's tough stuff, huh? You're going all over the place, right?
We're delivering the goods, yeah?
Delivering the goods. Good for you. And what do you do? What's your day job? What do you do when you're not delivering pharmaceuticals?
When I'm not delivering the pharmaceuticals?
Yeah.
I paint.
You paint.
I also paint.
Oh, very cool.
This is my day job.
This is your day job. All year, you mean? You're doing it. You're just busier than usual now because more people are at home, I suppose.
We're always busy. You're all year round.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Freddie. Yep. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. You bet.
Have a good day.
You too. I mentioned last week that one of our sponsors, HSS Courier Medical Delivery, is doing that now. They actually have a courier service, but they've expanded because of what's going on here. So now it's HSS Medical, rather. And find them on Facebook at HSSmedicine.com. And if your pharmacy is not delivering, tell them to call HSS. Quickly. Brian? Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So, I just wanted to comment on an earlier phrase that you said. People with depression, I mean, I know a number of people. I've been there before. Like, times like this when people are isolated and alone, like, it can absolutely exaggerate that. And, you know, if there's nothing else that an individual can do, like, just try to reach out, like help your neighbor, show love, be charitable.
Good suggestions. Hey, Brian, I wasn't looking at the clock here. We got to take a break, but don't go away. We'll let you finish when we come back. Stay right there.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Love your text to 367-2054 for me or 226-85. 03 for Todd. Texter says, Scott, this is where it starts for these incredible doctors and nurses. The stress of getting this at the hospital. Then they are sent home, or their families are exposed, I don't know the answer, but being sent home creates another problem. The families get exposed, spouses, young children. In my case, I'm high risk, lung issues. The state has to help these families with another place to recoup, hotel or something. We're looking for answers. Help. This is happening in every hospital. Please talk to our senators and governor. We shall. We will. All right. Back with Brian and Minot. Agree with you on the kind suggestions you have for anybody you know that might be depressed and needs to hear from some folks and get some help. Brian, anything else you wanted to tell us?
Yeah. Definitely that was kind of the point. But another thing I wanted to say, I have it from credible sources that the governor will be signing an executive order to shut down the state and declare a state lockdown. That will exaggerate an economic crisis on minimal and shaky ground. And he's doing it in order to get basically hands on the federal relief money. Like, this is something that's kind of an issue, back to the depression thing and other things like that. If you're looking at an enforceable order that will keep people inside their houses and out of the sunlight and away from fresh air, like, that's just not a healthy situation.
That sounds like almost identical, Brian, to the wording of a rumor that was floating around last week in Western North Dakota that had absolutely zero and nada a basis in any truth. You said you have it from a credible source. Give me a little more than that. I don't expect any names. What kind of credible source?
I guess, yeah, I definitely want to keep my sources private, but they've been right about some things in the past, about some things that were coming down the pipeline. So
yeah, this is no time for. But I have to tell you, this is no time for rumors. People are in enough of a challenging time that they don't need woulda, shoulda, coulda. And honestly, when there is another measure necessary, it's been either forewarned or explained when it does come, and things happen rather rapidly. So I don't think anybody's dealt with that. I would be surprised if we would go to that level, but I don't think that anybody that's saying they have it on good authority knows what they're talking about, quite honestly, with all due respect. So I would, again, it's the exact same wording used last week that had Western North Dakota in a tizzy because a couple of people put it on Facebook. Now, it wasn't even heard of in Eastern North Dakota. It was like nowhere. I mean, like, what rumor? Where are you hearing that? Where are you seeing them? I haven't heard one person say it, see it, call about it, nothing. That's the first call we've had on it, and it already sort of been knocked down. So the governor's here next hour. We'll ask him to, again, reiterate that. But the idea that, no, he's going to do it because he needs the federal money is just, that's just somebody's silly talk. Don't do rumors, folks. Don't do rumors. They don't do any good. All you need to know is what's the here and now, what's happening. Rumors are just going to send you on a little wild goose chase. Anthony and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey there. How you guys doing?
Good, Anthony. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. I'd like to make a shout-out for the coal miners. I think that them keeping the power on out here is really, I appreciate that. That's good.
No kidding, that's good, by golly. I mean, think about that. not only are they keeping the lights on, it's the most affordable, reliable energy we have. So that industry is getting a chance to demonstrate that in a time of crisis, you need us. We need base load coal always, no matter what. So very good point, Anthony.
Yep. And my question for it's really concerned is that, like what Donald Trump was saying on the news, he said it quite a few times, we don't want the cure to be worse than the problem. And so what I'm worried about is maybe over-exaggeration of some of these things. Like if you look at the numbers and the death tolls and even compare against the common cold, the flu, household accidents, if you look at CDC numbers, I don't know if it warrants this unprecedented response. I'm worried that it's going to be a Great Depression type scenario, except worse, where 7 million people died from starvation back when everyone lived on farms. Nowadays, everyone lives in the cities, and with the reliance on modern technology, I'm just a little concerned that if people, it's almost like they're in a panic in a lot of times. And I think that and North Dakota's been doing good at being very calm, very cool and collected for the most part. And I think that if we can maintain that direction and that momentum, it'll be a lot better than doing what some of these other states are doing and just really running off the Buffalo jump and crashing their economy completely by overreacting. And I think that that's my main concern. And I would just hope that the governor, in that, with the last call or two, bringing it up and stuff like that, has been going around circles here in town, I know, in Dickinson. And so I just hope that they wouldn't abuse any executive authority or even the mayor of Dickinson. I've heard from folks that they're toying the idea of ramping it up to kind of get a lot of other stuff done. So I don't know what's going on, Scott, but it's concerning a lot of folks out here. I know that more than just myself. So if they can help with that deal and explain kind of what's going on, I think that transparency will help a lot.
Yeah, we will ask the governor about that. I think, Anthony, you're right to worry about it and be a little concerned about where's the line between, you know, trying to do as much as possible to prevent people. I think what I've learned from this, and I've sort of been, you know, up and down and listened to everything and kind of sway one way and sway another way. But what I've come to see is that in other places, there's enough cases that it overwhelms the healthcare system. And then you have to choose who gets a hospital bed. And then you have to choose who gets a ventilator. And then you choose who lives and who dies. And I don't think that's the America any of us want. So I think what each governor, which each, all the different officials making decisions here have to do is say, okay, you know, where's the line? What's the data? What does that tell us it's going to go to? And how many are going to need hospitalizations? And I think that's been the key. So I think that's a cure we have to have. That's a cure that's not worse than a disease. Now, if we say we're just doing this because we don't want people to get it, nothing to do with the healthcare system, now we're in a different area. So I think that's my own take. And I will ask the governor about the balance because I think it's a hard thing to do. But it's not nothing here. I mean, the President of the United States said last night, this is someone who was hammering on the doctors to open up by Easter, which he said was an aspiration. It's why I love this president. He's not afraid to say something out loud about what he wants. Now, many wouldn't do that. Most politicians wouldn't do that. You know why? They don't want anybody to ram it up their rear when it changes. And Trump says, I don't care. I'm going to tell you, I'm pushing. I don't want the cure to be worse than disease. But somebody told him last night, I said, sir, if we hadn't done exactly what we've done to this point in the way of mitigation all across the USA, 2.2 million people would have died. Is 30 days enough? An extra 30 days of this kind of mitigation to prevent that level of death? Yes. But at some point, I'm with you, Anthony. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Brian and Bismarck's got a shout out. Gary in Jamestown. Got some callers to the Oasis Petroleum B, the Buffalo Hotline. That more.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Coronavirus, it's all anybody's talking about, and I want to talk about it. In 400 BC, Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever, I can cure any illness. Well, that is what you're doing each and every time you sit in a sauna. You're inducing a fever, which your body reacts by sweating the bad stuff out. It is my belief and opinion you cannot get sick if you sit in a sauna every day. What if what I say about a sauna is true? Sit in it every day, you will not get sick because you're inducing a fever, which your body reacts by sweating out the bad. What if that is true? Are you willing to take a chance and not have one? Because there's still a lot of great sauna benefits that we talk about every day. Call us. We have a virtual showroom. We'll walk you through the different models and all the options that are available and discuss how we can get this to your home without you leaving. We believe we can help you. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After saying in recent days he was hoping things would get back to normal in the United States by Easter weekend, President Trump is now extending the White House social distancing guidelines because of coronavirus, saying this morning the recommendations are being extended till April 30th.
We just want to do it right, so we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. The Navy hospital ship USNS Mercy is boarding patients in the port of Los Angeles, while the USNS Comfort is expected to arrive in New York City today in an effort to reduce the strain on hospitals. New York City's mayor says he's ready to have people fined if they stand too close together. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'd like to get a shout out to the health workers. I got a couple neighbors here in Minot. They go to work every day and they go home. And that's all they do. They don't go out and go anywhere, socialize in case they in case they're infected or contagious. I mean, what a life is that, huh? Work home, work home. I seen them out in their car a little bit yesterday, but I mean, other than that, all work and no play. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for the call. Nice hearing from you. Appreciate it. And others, welcome. What's on your mind? Tell us. 800-228 0550. Call the local flag number 271-1100. The K-Fire number 258-0550. One more time, nice and slow. 701-271-1100. That's a 1 and a 1 and then a 0 and what's after that?
Oh,
another 0.
Another 0. Okay.
Now.
All right. And 258-0550. 258-0550. Brought to you today by the University of Mary. We encourage you to take the first steps towards a fresh start this spring by enrolling in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program at the University of Mary. This is a time to rethink everything, right? Rethink everything. You got more time to be with loved ones. You got more time just to think about the future, what's it going to look like. And the University of Mary is an affordable choice to enhance your skills and advance your career. But it also gives you an opportunity to explore new opportunities. And Mary values your prior education, your life experience. So you call them today. Find out how your past experience counts for credit. That much closer to a degree. Classes are available online, so they'll be starting May 4th. Absolutely, no doubt. Learn more at umary.edu. 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. All right, back to the phones we go. On what's on your mind? Who's next? Brian Bismarck, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Brian. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. I just wanted to recognize and thank all the medical personnel and law enforcement in this country. And in particular, I want to recognize my daughter, Anya, who is a physician assistant in at Vanderbilt Emergency Room in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I wanted to recognize and thank the leadership of this country, including Donald Trump, and also the governor of this state, Doug Burgum.
Well, that's a good list, Brian. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And I think, you know, there's so many people working so hard in a so not normal way, like you talk about living near healthcare workers, come home. You know, get a few hours wink sleep, get right back to it. I mean, incredible. Well, truckers.
The thing about healthcare and the law enforcement, they're in the front line. I mean, they have no choice.
Yep, they are. They're right there. They're the buffalo. They're into the storm.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. Good shout out. Gary in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. The Chinese military, they may or may not have invented this coronavirus, but I think it's safe to assume they are surely watching. And, you know, when you have a lot of time on your hands, I got a $25 iPhone track phone. You go on the internet there, and I found this Japanese army unit during World War II called Unit 731. And their job was to do bacteriological warfare research in Manchuria. Now, when the Russians invaded Manchuria, they captured those facilities and records. Likewise, when the United States landed in Japan, they got those records and facilities. So the question I would have for our congressional delegation is if they can question anybody from the Department of Defense, do these records show if the Japanese worked on a corona-type virus during their research in World War II? Did they have an antidote? Because at that time, that was some of the most advanced research in the world, so much so that the United States government gave immunity from war crimes trials for those Japanese scientists. I don't know what the Russians did with the people they caught. And that's my question for the congressional delegation. Thank you.
Interesting question, Scary. And, you know, look, here's the deal. You know, I don't know that we're going to know. I don't know if we do know or if we can ferret this out at some point. But I'm just telling you, Donald Trump, as the 45th president of the United States, has taken on Russia, I'm sorry, China, in a way no other president has. By the way, Russia, too, for all the guff he gets about, you know, supposedly having an alliance with Russia. The sanctions have been tougher under him than any other president towards Russia. But I'm talking about China right now, right? And their economy... Right. Their economy was in the tank, okay?
Right.
In the tank. So I don't think it's like a crazy, wild, nutty movie-type theory to say this was a weapon that they decided to use. Whether that was, you know, when they first detected it in some market from a bat, as some suggest that they traced it back to, or whether it was, in fact, cooked up in some lab. So I don't think there's any doubt there. As far as, you know, what we know about it, hard to say because, you know, coronavirus has been around for a long, 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 long time. I mean, a lot of livestock are vaccinated with coronavirus. It's, you know, coronavirus isn't something new. It's just this strain of coronavirus that has been so highly contagious. But I wouldn't, would you be surprised if this was, you know, a biological warfare?
I don't know, but I would say whatever the Russians got in August of 1945 when they went to war with Japan, they turned over to the communist Chinese when they took over China in 1949. And here you got, they don't have to reinvent the wheel. All the work's been done for them. All they have to do is tweak it or tune it up a bit.
Well, one thing that I believe, that whether it is something that they intended to do or whether it is something they did from poor operation, they ought to be held accountable. And I think the cost ought to be whatever it cost us. If we go look at the impact of our economy, there's $2 trillion in Congress or whatever, send the bill right over there. Cancel their debt, whatever. Take them on. But guess what? Donald Trump, as president, probably has the best chance of anybody bringing something like that to bear. He does. I haven't even said the words Joe Biden for I don't know how long, guys. I think it's been...
Right?
I think I heard something last week about how... What was he doing? He did some kind of an interview?
Town halls, too, and he's doing virtual rallies that no one's tuning into.
But this was like he was answering questions and answering really odd, and then he'd say, let me do that again. Did that sound okay?
Yeah.
How about I do that? Was that on these virtual interviews?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, because it was totally, it was nuts. It was crazy. Yeah. How about old Chuck Todd this weekend? See if you can find me that clip. Chuck Todd, host of MSNBC, or NBC's Meet the Press, probably had Tim Russert rolling in his grave this weekend. Because Tim Russert was, and the only reason I know this, I didn't even watch it. I'm not even going to watch it. I'm not going to give him the time of day. I saw the trending list on Twitter yesterday. And trending was Tim Russert. And I thought, well, why is Tim Russert trending? That's a little weird. So I click on it, and I see Chuck Todd from MSNBC asking a question of Joe Biden. Do you find it?
Yeah, no. I'll get it up here.
And it was the stupidest question ever. Here's a call off air from one of our listeners on some advice for truckers. Go ahead, Mullen.
It's quite odd out here. I was out in 911 when we had 911 out east. It was really odd out there to see no planes in the air, no traffic.
Okay. No traffic. Is it over or did it?
Stalled out there on me. Let's see here. I don't know why he's not. Yeah, locked up. Sorry.
See what you can figure out there.
Darn computers.
Maybe Todd can play.
He had a good point just talking about the a lot of truck stops like Love's Pilot.
Just play it. Let's play it. We'll reboot it and play it. Kevin,
I'll try it.
Yeah, maybe if you can't, Todd can.
Can you play that one?
Somebody wanted to know the latest numbers. There are 26 positive test results. As of 4 p.m. yesterday, there have been 4 new since then. So we now have 98 total. Okay? 2 of them in Cass County. No fatalities yesterday. Still the one from last week. Cass County now has 20 tests positive. About 3,700 have been tested across the state. Minnesota, 4 more deaths yesterday, 9 total now, 62 new confirmed cases. There are now 503 in all, 4 of those in Clay County. About 18,000 have been tested. South Dakota, 22 new positive tests yesterday, 90 now total, 1 fatality. About 3,200 have been tested in South Dakota. Across the U.S., almost 18,000 confirmed new cases Sunday, bringing the total of confirmed cases to just over 142,000. 515 fatalities in the last 24 hours. In all, nearly 2,500 have died, and about 1,000 of those came in the last 2 days. Worldwide, the death toll stands at over 34,000. After adding about 4,000 fatalities yesterday, more than 730,000 confirmed cases, up from 60,000 from Saturday, while more than 155,000 people have had the virus worldwide and have recovered. According to the Center for Disease Control, on average, at least 128 people have died per day from the flu since October 1st. As we mentioned, 515 died in the last 24 hours from the coronavirus. You get that? 128 die a day. 515 in the last 24 hours from the coronavirus. So this is the thing about the coronavirus that I think bears repeating, because I could take all those stats and say how many people die on the road, how many people die of heart disease, how many people die of, right, pick your number. But the amount of people that are susceptible to getting this, in the way they get it, being highly contagious, lasting as long as it does, and then the wave and the pressure that puts on the healthcare system, that's what's unique to this. That's why we're doing things as differently as we are right now, because of this. Hope that makes sense. All right. We'll get the tips from the trucker when we come back, and more on What's On Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities
for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to Earther Rock from the Sun.
Can't fill your own coffee jugs anymore in terms of the office, which is fine. And you're not allowed to get your own food, which is fine. The part of not being able to go inside at night and sit down and eat a hot meal after you've been trucking all day long is kind of bad. Sometimes you can only eat in your truck so much, and you got to go just to get out of the atmosphere, but now we're pretty much confined to our truck 24 hours a day, other than fuel and take a shower. And showers now, you can shower, but you got to wait 10 minutes after they clean them before you they quarantine them. So now if you got 3 guys ahead of you, you got to add 3 guys plus 10 minutes per shower to clean. That takes quite a bit of our time away. It's just a whole different world. But we do it because we enjoy it. Or I do it because I enjoy it.
I appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening. And also, if there's something we can do that would just sort of brighten your day, I don't know what that is, you know, a big barbecue in a big parking lot where people can pull through and give you a, you know, free meal one day or something along 94 or 29. I don't know. Come up with some crazy idea. We'll make it happen because we appreciate you. Another texter says, I want to give a shout-out to my brothers and sisters in the trucking industry. We're out here supplying the country and world with food and supplies. We're basically on the front lines by being around the problem in truck stops and warehouses and slaughterhouses. Everybody, please stay safe and keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Good advice. So listen to the stupidest question ever from Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday and Joe Biden's answer.
You know, your campaign put out your in a critique of President Trump and says if he doesn't do these things, you know, he could cost lives. Do you think there is blood on the president's hands considering the slow response? Or is that too harsh of a criticism?
I think that's a little too harsh. I think what's happening is the failure to...
A little too harsh, just a little, you know. A blood on their shoes, maybe, but not the hands. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. You can't make it up. Anyway, back we are on What's on Your Mind. Governor Doug Burgum next hour, and also Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Tell us about the latest as we crunch the numbers in the oil and gas industry. And we're also going to talk with our friend Joel from Mineral Tracker on the program a little bit about some of that as well and get you up to date on it. Of course, Mineral Tracker is, it's really the mineral owner's best friend. And it is a way to tap into the expertise of folks that have been in the industry a long time, experts at Mineral Tracker that know the market and know the industry. Joel, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Scott?
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot. So what happened to oil prices anyway? $13 for folks in the Bakken last week, right?
Right. Yeah, it was a pretty rude awakening, really starting here kind of at the beginning of the month of March. We have just been seeing oil prices really crater. All this really starts, Scott, with slowing demand because of coronavirus. Early on, OPEC Plus had met to talk about, how they were going to mitigate the coming issues with the slowing demand projected if coronavirus did become a global pandemic. And through those conversations, there's a falling out between Russia and Saudi Arabia that led to a very, the sharpest price drop in a long time. And really since that time, it's been a very dynamic situation. And what we've been seeing is that projection on growth demand has gone away. And in fact, it's looking like we may have a pretty significant reduction in demand moving forward. And so there are a lot of negatives going on right now for oil prices, which is certainly going to impact us here in the Bakken.
Obviously, the people that own the oil, the mineral owner, the royalty owner, there's no silver lining in any of this. It's just plain old bad news, isn't it?
I think you could say that pretty simply. This is just bad news. I think the interesting thing is that for most royalty owners or anyone who's receiving a check from an oil company because oil royalties or revenue interest within the wells is that they really have not seen the impact yet. They won't begin seeing that until they receive their checks in April for the production that was sold in March. And it's going to be a rude awakening. They're going to likely see that their checks have been cut in half or less, as we experienced about a $20 per barrel average price in the month of March. So it's certainly going to have a dramatic and immediate impact on royalty owners in North Dakota.
When will that show up in the checks for royalty owners, Joel?
That'll be in the next upcoming check that most royalty owners are going to be receiving here in April. And so it's definitely forthcoming. It's something that I think most royalty owners are probably anticipating that they're going to see a reduction in what their revenues are looking like, but they may not have a great insight as to how impactful that's going to be. And even more important than, just one down month is how long this is going to last and how dynamic of a situation it is. Royalty owners really need to be able to understand what does the remainder of this year look like. If we experience, depressed prices for an extended period of time, how are they potentially going to have to adjust their lifestyles if they're living off of their oil royalties or if that's a meaningful part of their income? And so that's why at Mineral Tracker, one of the things that we offer is projections on oil revenues, and we're updating those daily as oil prices continue to change and shift. Whether they go up or down, we're adjusting those projections so that oil royalty owners are able to anticipate what their royalties are going to look like in the future.
So very important. Call them at 833-842-2924. Go to mineraltracker.com. And also, a little bit of bad news that Joel shares with us, too. Some of the companies have hedged. Does that apply to royalty owners? It does not. Ouch.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Fuel prices have dropped. Now is the time to get your bulk fuel storage tank from True North Steel. True North Steel has been providing tank solutions for over 75 years. Contact your salesperson today at TrueNorthSteel.com. Tanks range from 300 to 12,000 gallons and double or single wall. Built for vertical and horizontal installation, ensuring to meet your application needs. Their custom designed tanks meet STI certifications. Reserve yours today at TrueNorthSteel.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.